The controversial British commentator Katie Hopkins has had her visa cancelled and will soon return to the United Kingdom. Ms. Hopkins flew to Australia to take part in a reality television program, and while in hotel quarantine, she bragged on social media about flouting the rules. Channel 7 has dropped her from the show, and the Home Affairs Minister, Karen Andrews, has confirmed her visa was cancelled overnight. She says her behaviour was shameful, speaking to the ABC a short time ago.
The fact that she was out there boasting about breaching quarantine was just appalling. It was a slap in the face for all those Australians who are currently in lockdown, and it's just unacceptable behaviour. So personally, I'm very pleased she'll be leaving.
How quickly will she be put on a plane?
Well, the ABF, the Australian Border Force, acted very quickly to make sure that the visa on which she entered was cancelled. So there was obviously a bit of a process that we needed to follow with that. We will be getting her out of the country as soon as we can possibly arrange that. So I'm hopeful that that it will happen imminently.
Isn't there a character test for visas to get into the country? This is a woman who has called migrants cockroaches, has called for a final solution, has described Islam as repugnant. How on earth, Minister, was she let into the country given a visa by the federal government in the first place?
Well, she actually came into the country with support of a state government. This does happen from time to time, and actually it happens reasonably regularly, that state governments approach the federal government on the basis that there is an economic benefit to some people coming in over the quarantine caps, and the quarantine caps then are a matter for the states to handle. So she came in here on the basis of a potential benefit to the economy.
Right, but the government had to sign off on the visa, though, and how on earth was she deemed a person of good character?
Well, there are very well-established processes and procedures for people to enter this country, and many decisions are made on the basis of economic benefit. Now, for all those Australians out there, I'm with you. It's appalling that this individual behaved the way that she did, and she will be leaving, without a doubt. I will continue to work with state and territory governments. We do need people to be able to come into this country where there is an economic benefit for them to do so, and people will be supported to come into the country where states are sponsoring them effectively on the basis of economic benefit.
That's the Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews there speaking with the ABC's Michael Rowland.